السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Welcome, O Seekers of Knowledge. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who says that he will raise those who have believed amongst us and those who are given knowledge by degrees. We testify, O Allah, that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, for you are the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. O Allah, you are our Lord, and to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, your divine books, your messengers, in the last day and in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. And we testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And have taqwa of Allah, and Allah teaches you. And Allah is the knower of all things. Ayyuhal mu'minun, dear believers. One of the Sahaba once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, inni ji'tu atlub al-ilm. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I've come to you seeking knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, Marhaban bi talib al-ilm. Welcome to the one who seeks knowledge, or welcome to the seeker of knowledge. In this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioning to us how esteemed the rank is of the one who sets on this path. And in fact, he advised us and urged us to say the same thing when we come across those who are seeking knowledge. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, سَيَأْتِيكُمْ أَقْوَامٌ يَطْلُبُونَ الْعِلْمِ. He said, people will come to you seeking knowledge. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُمْ. And so if you were to see them, فَقُولُوا لَهُمْ, then say to them, مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. Welcome, welcome. Brothers and sisters, this aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam initiating for us the glad tidings for those who seek knowledge is a recognition of the rank of such knowledge. And we have arrived at a point in this year when the schools and the universities and other academic institutions will be opening up their doors and saying effectively, Marhaban, marhaban, welcome, welcome to the students who will be entering them. So we need to understand and remind ourselves, reminding both the students and the teachers of this great rank of knowledge. For if we were to review the pages of history, we will find that no nation, no civilization ever really achieved any merit or ascendancy except that it was built upon foundations of knowledge, and that it was the very children of those nations, the sons and daughters of those nations, who in their pursuit of knowledge enabled success for them. And so the way of seeking knowledge is success, not just in this world, but also success in the hereafter. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how someone who embarks on this path of seeking true knowledge, and all true knowledge ultimately is a knowledge of disclosure, a knowledge by which one comes to know the reality of fa'lam annahu la ilaha illallah, that one comes to know the reality of knowing that la ilaha illallah, this statement of truth, pervades the entire universe. Someone who sets out on this path of attaining true knowledge will find that the entire universe in turn makes supplication and seeks blessings for someone on that path so that they ultimately attain unto what it is they aspire. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us in a hadith saying, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu wa ahl as-samawati wal-ard." Indeed, Allah, His angels, and all of the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, حتى النملة في حجرها, even the ant in its hole, وحتى الحوت, or even the big fish in the sea, ليصلون على معلم الناس الخير. They send their blessings upon the one who teaches the people to do good. In other words, it is as if Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us that someone who sets on this path shall find the entirety of creation making supplication for them and asking for blessings for them. And what do these blessings entail? That they increase in their guidance and following of the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who in describing himself said, "Inna Allah ba'athani mu'alliman muyassira," that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me as a teacher facilitating goodness. Part of this facilitation of goodness is spreading rahmah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you, as Allah says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except as a mercy unto all of the world. So the true bestowal of knowledge is that someone in the role of a teacher is also facilitating mercy, facilitating guidance, facilitating the spread of peace. أَفْشُ السَّلَامْ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread peace amongst yourselves. And so brothers and sisters, this is the true weight of education. This is the true weight of seeking the path of knowledge. And so the role of education is not just relegated to the formal academic institutions. No, the role of education begins from our homes. All of you are ra'i, all of you. I'm speaking to the parents. All of the mothers and fathers are like shepherds, and all of us will be responsible for our flock. And the Arabic word for education, tarbiyah, engages a reality of raising one from stage to stage to stage to stage until they attain unto a rank of completion, a rank of holistic development. And this is the role of parents, that we need to be engaged with the education of our children. We need to be engaged with every facet of their experience, be it the body or the mind or the soul. And we cannot simply relegate our children to influences that might otherwise corrupt their hearts, corrupt their minds, and corrupt their souls. And so we have to work in partnership with the educational institutions. We have to work in partnership with the other people or other institutions that have taken on the responsibility of rearing and educating our children. And it is by this that nations move forward. It is by this that the Muslim nation as an entirety will rectify itself and realign itself with many of the ways that they may otherwise have become stray and have forgotten the true guidance that they were given forth by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nothing rectifies the nation except that which rectified it in the first place, which was the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the inheritance of knowledge that he represents. And the ulama, the true scholars, awarathatul anbiya, are the inheritors of the scholars. And so this knowledge continues as a continuum, a connection of chain of people who have inherited this knowledge. But we have to wish and hope that we be part of this chain. We have to wish and hope and strive that we be connected to this chain, this continuum, this continuation of this prophetic inheritance of knowledge, and that we not be cut off and bereft and uprooted and unable to distinguish right from wrong and unable to distinguish the light from the darkness. And if ever a time there was this need for clarity, then every nation and every generation would probably say it's time. For the more we approach the last of times, the more things will become confused, and the more we will be in need of realigning ourselves to guidance and knowledge. So let us at this moment renew our hearts and renew our intentions, and let us not lose track of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the knowledge, make us from those who know. And that this knowledge has signs, this knowledge has fruits. And one of its fruits is that we increase in our reverential awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our khashya. This word khashya means our awareness and our sense of fear and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this affects us. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. That indeed only those who truly fear Allah from amongst His servants are those who have knowledge. So the fruits of knowledge is that it increases us in this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increases us in our ranks of piety and in our reverential awe of Him. Brothers and sisters, I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.